Welcome to the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour with your quarantine dream team, Zigzag and Rufus. Put on your captain's hat because we're going to help you navigate these uncharted territories that are the quarantine. We're going to catch you up on the day's events. We're going to talk politics. We're going to talk whatever comes to mind. So grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hypersloth Happy Half Hour. Ow, ow, ow!
Welcome, Slotions. Double D did not sleep this time.
Wow, you sound well rested.
I'm not, but that's okay. I'm here. I'm here because I'm dedicated to you, and I'm dedicated to the fans, and I'm dedicated to this show, Rufus.
When was the last time you felt well rested? Because I can't remember the last fucking time I did.
Jeez. I think I remember this one time in fourth grade. I slept all through the night, I think. I don't know, because I was asleep.
Sleeping all through the night. Boy, what a dream that is.
Yeah, there's like I'm on this thing now where I fucking wake up at 3:30 every fucking night. 3:30 every night.
Really? I do it at like 4:30 or 5. I pop up, I'm like, God damn it.
If it's 4:30 or 5, if it's 5, I'm... What sucks is I don't want to get up, but I start, like, looking at my phone, and then I might as well just fucking be up.
No can do. Don't do that, dude. There's no reason to look at your phone at 5 in the morning.
Well, I'm like, oh, I think I'll see what's happening in the world of news, Rufus, because it's the only time I ever get to see the fucking news, to be honest with you, lately. Like,
no,
that building collapsing in, was it Miami? I have no idea what happened there. Was there some kind of terrorist attack? What did I miss?
I don't know. Just shoddy craftsmanship, I guess.
Oh, why are you coughing?
I don't know. My COVID vaccine hasn't felt as...
Really?
Lately.
You feel like your iron vaccine is wearing off?
I got the Rona.
Uh-oh, maybe you do. Well, the Rona's different than the Corona, so you're fine.
Okay.
The Rona will hospitalize you, but it will not kill you.
I'm cool with that. I could use a vacation.
I did see today that all coronavirus deaths now are among unvaccinated people.
Boy, that's a shock.
I mean, is anybody shocked by that? I don't know. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
I would like to know what the overlap between those people are and their voting habits in the last election.
Well,
how many of those people do you think are Trump voters?
That die? All of them, I hope.
That just haven't been vaccinated, and that's why they're getting COVID.
I still have yet to be vaccinated, Rufus.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Am I? I haven't had the time. Let me just say it like that. I just haven't had the – you know what? But I told you this. I'm honestly – when your lips swelled up, I decided that I don't know. I don't know if I can get vaccinated.
If that happens to me, that's an allergic thing. It happens to me all the time.
Right, but you know, I went through so much time of feeling like shit when I had my super blood was almost drawn all out of me that I'm afraid if I have something weird introduced to my body – that I'll go back to feeling like shit.
You've recouped your super blood. Your super blood's going to help you integrate the vaccine into your body.
Helping me fucking fight off COVID.
That's a risk to take, man.
You don't want me to die, do you, Rufus?
No. Well, I mean, no. Okay. No.
My wife is like, yeah, no, go ahead and don't get it. You're fine. You'll be fine. And then she's like, now go put that mask on over there that's on the corner of that parking lot.
It is crazy being part of the vaccinated few. You know, I went to Walmart today, no fucking mask. Didn't wear a mask. Didn't go.
Vaccinated few? I mean, 70 million people are vaccinated, right, or not? Is that what I read?
Well, yeah, but out of, 360 million Americans?
Yeah, that's going to be a problem, isn't it?
If all the people hospitalized with COVID now are the people who didn't get vaccinated, fuck them. No offense, but fuck them. I got vaccinated. I went to Walmart today. No mask.
No maskness in everybody's face. Were you spitting in people's faces too?
I don't think you understand how weird it is to go to a place like it's 2019. It is just fucking odd, and you feel like you're in a dream world where everything is right.
Now, you know what? I thought about that not too long ago. To be honest with you, when I was acting like I was vaccinated and not wearing a mask out to eat.
Yeah,
I mean, of course, I'm super policing that, but you know there's people out there doing that, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, those are the same people that weren't wearing masks anyways, right? That you used to see at the store, and you're like, that asshole's not wearing a mask. And, you know, they were, but so they're doing it anyway, right? They're just, they were never wearing masks because masks are a fucking, masks, you might as well just get rid of individual freedoms. You might as well just fucking put people back in slavery if you're going to have them wearing masks. That's all I can say to that.
We should. America's a slave ship.
You know what's so funny is, like, even people that I know that are anti-maxers, see what I did there? I mixed max and vax together, an anti-maxer. But I just came up with that, by the way. But they were saying, one lady that I work with, is she's an anti-maxer, even though she had a vaccination because she got scared because her husband got really sick, and he's a diabetic, and he could have died from COVID. So she's like, well, we're going to get vaccinated.
That'll do it.
She's anti, you know, she's a Trump supporter. She ain't real bright. But she was saying it was a miracle this year how my daughter never got sick one time at school, right? And I was like, well, of course not, because people were wearing masks. It's you know what I mean? They've been doing it in Japan for fucking 50 years because it's common courtesy when you feel like shit not to snot all over everybody. And I'm like, why? We should just be wearing masks all the time because the flu was an all-time low this year, right? All these fucking airborne sicknesses were at lows, and it's not because everybody had COVID. It's because people were wearing fucking masks. That simple.
I read some strains of the flu might have been, like, wiped out for fucking ever because they just didn't – they couldn't get a foothold.
Oh, my God, that is fucking – I never even thought of that, but, yeah, why not? Yeah.
Because it's a different strain of flu every fucking year, you know, and I read that, like, certain strains that always show up just never fucking showed up, and they think they're just fucking gone now.
That would be awesome, and that's just another reason to always wear masks. And I'm like, you know what, some people look better with masks, right? There's people who I was like, that's a fucking good-looking dude right there, and then now to see him without a mask, I'm like, oh my God, put your mask on.
Fucked up teeth. Herpes all over the face.
Yes, dentists were suffering during the fucking thing, I'm sure, because people with bad teeth are like, I got no reason to get my fucking teeth this. I'm just putting on a fucking mask.
Exactly.
Hurting when it eats doesn't matter. I'll put on a mask.
That's right.
My teeth hurting when it eats? No, you will not get me to go to the dentist.
That's why you mash up your beans in your palm first.
Did you ever wonder, you know, you said you have that bad tooth. I don't know if you ever got that taken care of.
My wife was harassing me today about the bad tooth.
Right? And I have a bad tooth as well. And I was wondering the other day, I'm like, wonder if I could just limp this fucking bad tooth along until I die.
I'm going to. That's my goal.
Maybe I'll be 90 years old with this fucking bad tooth and be like, hey, we fucking stuck it out, buddy. I never even had to go to the dentist.
I'm fairly certain this bad tooth never grew a nerve because, by all rights, I should be in a shitload of pain based on how it looks. A piece of it fell out of my mouth last week.
I had that happen one time. That scared me. That scared me for like a day or two, and then I'm like, oh, doesn't hurt. Can still eat. All good. Have a nice little spot to save some chicken nugget for later.
You can save chicken nugget. You can pop a bean in there or a pea.
Peanut. It's always a nice place for peanuts. I'm just going to fucking eat peanuts whenever I need to go to the dentist and be like, look, my teeth are totally normal. Where all the cavities and broken teeth are, there is now peanut debris.
I keep a Skittles crammed up into the hole.
That feels good. A good way to tell if you have fucking cavities is to fill your mouth with fucking frosting. And if it hurts, you probably have a fucking cavity.
It's like frosting's white. It's like spackle. It covers up the cavity. So you can't see it.
Well, and I saw this thing like 10 years ago, right? Whether it was true or not, because I tried to find it again, but I felt like it was true, is they have this stuff, right, that they were using in some foreign country, and they could just put it over your tooth, and it would kill the fucking cavity instantly.
It was
like a
gel,
or you, like, brushed it on, and somehow they had some chemical reaction that fucking totally killed the fucking cavity.
I saw something the other day where there's something like that that actually regrows enamel, which is your body does not regrow enamel. That's why you lose your fucking teeth if they get fucked. And they found a way that it regrows enamel. But like what you're describing, that will never be seen in the USA. You know why?
Because of the big toothpaste.
The lobbyists.
Big toothpaste.
Big toothpaste. The dentist, dental floss people.
The dentist people in general.
Mm-hmm.
What would all those guys do? Could you imagine getting your yard mowed by a fucking dentist that was displaced by fucking this gel that just got rid of all cavities?
That's the future.
Dude, you know what? This could happen in our fucking lifetime. People thought marijuana was not going to be legalized in our lifetime. What if fucking serious, like, pain-free dentistry is within our fucking grasp? And I'm not talking about shit where you get all drugged up and they call that pain-free. I'm saying complete pain-free fucking dentistry.
Yeah, where it's just like squirt, you know, some topical thing and whoop, it goes away. Yeah, that's within our grasp.
I had a tooth pulled once, right? Not even that long ago. Luckily, it was one of my very – it was like probably the one you have. It was a tooth that I probably shouldn't have had, but I did.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I got the shots, right, and I was so fucking scared, dude. So fucking scared, Rufus.
Oh,
and
sure.
He did the whole thing, and I was like, oh, that's it? Maybe I've been wrong. I mean, the shot hurt a little bit, but it wasn't like I remembered it from being, like, 21 and going to the fucking dentist, and somehow this dentist, I feel like, attacked me with a fucking giant needle, because the scary part about the fucking dentist office, they use this needle that looks so fucking evil, like some kind of evil instrument, right? It doesn't...
It's got rings to put your fingers in because, like, you're going to expect a fucking battle, you know?
And it's like this big silver thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Make it look more fucking friendly. I mean, why not? Make them disposable, right? So they don't have to be this gnarly fucking stainless steel that looks like, you know, so many people have just been tortured at its fucking needle.
Now, let me ask you this. I've not had a tooth pulled, although I probably should. My wife has had a couple pulled.
Yep.
And what she's told me is that, they'll gas you up and shoot you up or whatever, so you don't feel it. But she said you can hear the twisting of the bone in the skull.
I had a bottom tooth pulled. I had a bottom tooth pulled, so maybe she's hearing that. My next one, I'll let you know because it's a top tooth, and I'll let you know if it's cracking my skull. But like yours, it's breaking off small pieces at a time, so I'm hopeful just someday it will be ground down to, like, a little nub, and that will just be the end of it. Because I do think you're right. I think some teeth just – they don't actually lose their nerve, dude. The nerve just dies, right?
Yes,
you, like, went through pain or whatever. You didn't realize that the nerve in your tooth was dying, and now you're like, oh, all good. Doesn't hurt to drink anymore. Or I just don't eat on that side of my face for the last 6.5 years.
I brush the shit out of it just to make sure not, like, anything in there.
But you also brush the shit out of it to see if it hurts.
Because
if I'm brushing it and it hurts, maybe I'll have to go see the dentist.
Never hurts. Never hurts, but I'll tell you what, when that toothbrush comes out, it fucking stinks like a rotten animal.
Really?
It's smells like a fucking sewer.
I'm sure you and your wife are kissing a lot right now.
Not on that side of my mouth,
though. No,
we're doing when we make out, we're doing European kisses on the cheek.
I just like rubbing cheeks together passionately.
Eskimo kissing.
Her ear. You're putting your tongue inside of her ear.
God, that sounds gross.
It's really... I used to have this chick do it to me. Pretty nice.
It done to me sounds good. Doing it.
It is
bad.
Pretty nice. It's creepy, but it's nice. I mean, I like to think that I have clean ears. Apparently, this chick did too. Whether she was disappointed I had clean ears or not. I don't know. She could have been looking for something to eat. We did only eat McDonald's earlier in the day, so totally acceptable. If she could have taken it downtown and ate it and had a Whopper, though, if you know what I'm saying.
A Whopper.
They're a Big Mac, a Big Zig.
Fucking corn dog.
Dude, I might end up opening a restaurant and selling Big Zigs.
You should.
I should do in our fucking dispensary an oversized fucking joint and call it the Big Zig and
you
sell it.
You absolutely should.
We're actually in this place. I need to text that to myself. In my dispensary, we're having a place called the Celebration Station where we're going to sell, like, big buds because in dispensaries, you get little tiny buds, right?
Yeah.
But like, we're going to fucking have a little section called Celebration Station. We'll sell big buds. We'll sell, like, some shake and a cake mix or whatever so someone could make a cake. You know what I mean? But we should do an oversized fucking joint and call it the Big Zig. And it's a fucking novelty, but people will fucking smoke it. I guarantee it.
You get a joint,
and it's fucking big, and sold it for $100, people would fucking buy it.
Sell for $100, you pass it around at a big party or a wedding reception or whatever, you know?
Someone to a fucking bachelor party, and they're fucking, even just for fucking the photo op, right, with the fucking Big Zig. And, of course, some dude's going to want to be hoarding the very end of the Big Zig, you know what I mean, and hit the roach on the Big Zig.
Sure.
Big Zig is fucking sticking, dog.
Now
I'm doing Rufus. I was insane. I'm doing that. I'm fucking doing that.
Well, I had no doubts you weren't doing it.
I started a giant cannabis company to sell Bud Buddies, goddammit, and fucking sell the Big Zigs.
Okay, now make one that's slightly smaller, and instead of calling it the Rufus, call it the Reefus.
Oh, I like it. Slightly
Big Zig and the Reefus.
That actually might be the pinner. Well, I'm fucking out pinner joint.
But it's the size of the pool cue.
Oh, man, this show was so much fun. I can't believe you stood me up last week or last Tuesday. Yeah. Sorry, dude. That is the oddest day I ever had. I think I may have had COVID that day. Because I fucking was so tired on the way home, right? I have to drive like 35 minutes to get home. And I was so tired, I almost felt like I was falling asleep at the wheel.
Jesus.
I was that fucking tired. How crazy is that?
From what? What?
COVID, I don't know. That night, I did get a terrible night's sleep. I will tell you that. I woke up at like 3:30 and stayed up. But, I mean, usually I'm not so tired I'm falling asleep at the fucking wheel.
That's not good.
It's not? Really made the commute home seem super short.
Well, you slept through it.
That's what I mean. Have you ever fallen asleep at the wheel? Like, even for a millisecond?
I have not that I'm aware of, but I've tried. I've been so fucking tired. I've been like, it's a straightaway.
Now, wait a minute, because going to sleep at the wheel and passing out at the wheel, two completely fucking separate things. When you're not falling asleep because you're tired, but because you're drunk, that's passing out at the wheel.
Well, that's totally that's acceptable.
Well, yeah. In
that's
fact,
out of my control.
Yeah, I mean, how do you control that? It's so crazy. Around here lately, dude, I've been reading all these. I don't know if it's because of the beginning of summer or something. Every weekend, there's a fucking crash where some person is driving drunk, and they fucking get in a crash, a single car crash, right? There's a lot of country roads around where I live. And speed and alcohol are the factor, and the people are never wearing fucking seatbelts.
What?
Why?
I guess they're drunk and are just like, fuck it. I'm not fucking wearing a seatbelt. First of all, my car, I have such a new car, that my car makes the most obnoxious sound when you don't wear the seatbelt. Now, it does go off after like 4 minutes or something, but it's just easier to put on the fucking seatbelt. Not that I'm not saying that the seatbelt is not the right thing to do, but surely even drunk, that sound annoys you.
Dude, I can think of times where I've been, not recently, because people can hear me, shit-faced, drunk off my ass and had to drive somewhere. And what pissed me off, but challenged me, was getting the seatbelt thing into the clicker. But by God, I fucking did it, because I wasn't going anywhere without it. You know what I'm saying? Even shit-faced drunk, I always have my seatbelt on.
Now, wait a minute, dude. Your seatbelt comes from the left and goes over you?
I have a European car.
You reached from the wrong side to put on the seatbelt. You went passenger seat, not driver's.
That's why it would never click.
Right. Now it's making sense.
Why won't the suck end? Fuck it.
I had the same issue, dude. Just turns out I was sitting in the passenger seat. I was like, I can't drive because there's no wheel.
So much fun.
Can you believe I actually noticed that you pulled the seatbelt with your left hand?
I can't believe it, but I'm glad you did, because it made it funnier.
Rufus. So what else is going on in Rufus's world? What's summer break like for the Rufi?
Literally no different than before summer break. Same.
Bye, dude. I got some bad news for you, Jack.
Why?
I saw a Grateful Dead hat that had the three scratches in it, like your hat.
Do what?
So now I know your hat is a sham.
You know what? I saw this hat, this same hat. We've been watching the Gordon Ramsay show where he makes a restaurant in 24 hours.
To hell and back.
Yes. Yeah. And part of the gimmick is he dresses up in a costume.
I've seen it.
He didn't have this hat on last night, but the people that he went in with, one guy had this hat. I saw the scratches. I was like, that's my fucking hat.
Were you like, that's my dude right there? Like, you see that guy out. Say you're fucking walking down at the Texaco, getting you a 12-pack, and you see a dude with three scratches on his hat. Are you like, what up, homie? Three scratches on the hat, motherfucker.
You just do that. That's our signal to each other.
That's like this.
Three. Three scratch.
I'm doing you one better. I'm making a hat with four scratches.
No, don't
and
do
a
it.
And a fucking bite mark.
And a bite mark?
What is the idea of the scratch? I mean, has your fucking hat been attacked by a raccoon?
If you make one with four scratches that has a claw still embedded in it.
I'm a 3D scratch hat.
Yes.
Dude, it has you know what would be cool? It would be the fucking claw is embedded through the fucking...
Yeah,
like sticking it down.
Totally true. Yes.
Maybe a little blood or some skin hanging from it.
I'd buy the shit out of that.
You went into like 7-Eleven wearing that hat and then like had the scratch coming down the rest of your face. Like perfectly aligned with your hat. Like it just happened for real. No, dude, I was attacked out of your fucking parking lot. This animal with three claws scratched my hat and then my face.
What was it? The whole point is the hat has saved me from an attack of some sort. My face is pristine because of...
It acted as a helmet of sorts. Which would probably have the very bottom of your... Well, I don't know. I have to give it credit because it is a properly aligned scratch to say I didn't scratch off the edge of the hat and get your face. I only got the hat and then I was deterred because I knew that it was futile to attack this man wearing this hat.
The hat is quite the obstacle.
The question is, why were you why were you that close to some small animal that could wanted to scratch you?
It's a baby bear.
It does look like a bear scratch.
Baby bears are just as venomous as grown-up bears.
Maybe even more so.
Possibly.
They haven't started eating Pringles yet.
No. Or salmon.
Salmon. You love your salmon, don't you?
I do love some salmon.
There's people that say that. You realize that?
I know. There are people that wear hats like this.
Because I like the way it sounds, and I think I might just start saying it that way to see if anyone knows.
Go to fucking, I swear to God, if you go to Red Lobster and you'd like order the salmon, just to see what people... What the waitress does.
Yeah, she probably hears it fucking 10 times a night.
She probably does from people who literally think it's pronounced that way. Trump letters.
There is, you know, and maybe it is. Maybe somewhere along the way he got it wrong, and it always has been Salmon Rushdie.
from this day forward, it is Salmon.
I like it. You know what? It sounds to me, it sounds fancier than salmon. You're like, salmon? It's got like a whole nother L in there. So what do you, is there a silent L in salmon?
I guess. It's spelled S-A-L-M-O-N, right?
Wait, and so are L's, can L's be silent?
I don't know. Like, why even put the L in? What language is that derived from?
I'm looking up the silent L right now. You think salmon comes up?
Well, it has to.
There are other words you can think of that have silent L's.
Well, llama.
Well, one silent L, okay. Let's see. The most decent of the silent L words is colonel.
I was going to say colonel. I literally was. C-O-L-O-N-E-L.
The colonel, which is an honorable, respectfully spelled word, is also silent in could, should, would, well, as well as calf and half, chalk, talk, walk, and for many people in calm, palm, and psalm. Wait a minute. Calm?
No,
how do you think
calm
without
L? Calm?
Calm? No. Salmon is right. As of right now, Salmon is right. If they're putting it in with calm and calm, Salmon is right.
Absolutely.
Would it be Sal?
I'm going to challenge myself for a month. I'm going to pronounce every silent L in a word.
So,
should I do that?
Yeah, get colonel. Right? Colonel. That'd be colonel.
I live next to the largest military installation in the U.S. I bet I can find a colonel.
But wait a minute. There's more than one silent letter in colonel. First of all, colonel, it's not even right, because looking at the word colonel, there's no way that is pronounced colonel. I'm sorry. This is outrageous.
There's an R that doesn't even exist.
Right. There's some point along the way, someone said this wrong, and it stuck.
You know what? I bet it was one of V-Man's ancestors.
Oh, yeah, it probably was. He invented the silent R.
I think he did.
But no, he invented the RL.
The unnecessary R.
The opposite of what Japanese people do, where they do L's as, or R's as L's, right?
Private Victor, go talk to Colonel Smith. I'll talk to Colonel Smith. No, Colonel Smith. Oh, you mean Colonel Smith? I'll send him a telegraph.
Fucking gold tonight. Man, I wish the listeners had any idea what we were talking about.
I know.
God bless. Go back to show number 211 and listen to that episode, and you'll know exactly what we're talking about. We should put hints in all of our shows to find out some more information on something on another episode.
We need an archivist. Just fucking sort this shit out for us.
You know what we should do? You should invent a TV show where it's like, okay, go back right now and watch episode 11, minutes 8 to 15. Shit, right? Like a ad for a show. Then you get people to go watch streaming shows all over again.
That's a really good idea.
Another good idea from the Double Z.
Big Joint. This is a really condensed show full of...
We fucking nailed it. For having 90 seconds left, we brought the fucking thunder tonight, baby. We brought the thunder. You almost slept through it. Colonel. And now I don't even know if I can ever purple, right? Thanks, Rufus.
Sorry. Solidly.
Poor fuck. Oh, my God. See, this is the awkward part of the show, folks. Sorry, this is where I want to try to nail the ending. So now I have to go search for the ending music. It takes like the last 90 minutes or 90 seconds of the show. I apologize in advance, but wait till I stick the ending. Rufus, I can't find it. Intro.
Show.
Show.
All the show music starts with show.
On it.
Your ID.
I'm on it. All right, 9 seconds. So, Rufus, I'm going to say, ow, ow, ow! Until Saturday show, can't wait to do you. Sorry, folks.
Thanks for listening to Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.